FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Their Friday morning drive into D.C. has been a difficult one for many today because of a fiery early morning crash on New York Avenue. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, any change in the status of New York Avenue?
Unfortunately, status quo, no change. Everything remains shut down each direction on New York Avenue between Bladensburg Road, so if you're coming outbound, that's your closure point, and inbound from 295 BW Parkway, so you cannot use New York Avenue as this investigation continues. One confirmed fatality, major delays through town, and I'll help you work around coming up next in the traffic report.
North Korea today calls itself the biggest victim in the death of UVA student Otto Warmbier. He was held in a North Korean prison for more than a year and died this week just days after his release. The North's official Korean Central News Agency denies that Warmbier was mistreated or tortured, and the news agency accuses the U.S. and South Korea of a smear campaign that insulted what it called its humanitarian treatment of Otto Warmbier. A longtime D.C. public servant is being remembered today.
The body of former council member Jim Graham will lie in state at the Wilson Building this afternoon. The 71-year-old died last week. He served four terms on the D.C. council. Back in 2009, he was fighting for marriage equality.
Being able to vote in favor of this after all of the years, all of the stages, is a profound experience for me, and please respect that.
Tomorrow, funeral services will be held at All Souls Unitarian Church. Those planning to attend are being asked to wear a bow tie in his honor. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Cindy are now moving across the Midwest after raking the Gulf Coast yesterday.
As the storm moved inland, Cindy spawned severe weather in Alabama. A tornado may have touched down near Birmingham, damaging several businesses and injuring three people. The remnants of Cindy are still moving across the U.S. The flash flood watch runs along the Mississippi River and covers the entire state of Kentucky, reaching as far north as Pittsburgh and Columbus, Ohio.
Correspondent Alan Skaya. Meanwhile, around here, we could see some residual effects of Cindy through tomorrow, says National Weather Service forecaster Dan Hoffman.
We are expecting the potential for some heavy downpours. There is a chance for some localized flooding as well that we're going to have to watch, given the amount of moisture in the air. So I think people just really need to stay tuned to the latest forecast and make sure they are prepared to take action should flooding occur in their area.
And stay with WMAL for the latest on the weather situation. Prince William County State Delegate Bob Marshall is joining the fight against a new policy that the county school board just adopted this week, protecting the rights of LGBT students and staff.
What I intend to do is alert the parents to the fact that this is going on, because the school board and none of the schools individually made any effort at all to notify parents.
Marshall calls the school board's action a race to the bottom through silence and deceit. Add one more name to the growing list of candidates for governor of Maryland next year. Baltimore lawyer Jim Shea has entered the Democratic race, telling the Baltimore Sun,
"As governor, I will focus intensely on education, on public safety, on transportation, and the environment."
Shea is the fourth Democrat to enter the race. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,397, the NASDAQ at 62,37. Sports, the Orioles fall into a last-place tie with another loss to Cleveland. The Nats are idle. They host the Reds tonight. WMDA, the Mystics are in Minnesota. And former DeMatha star Markelle Fultz is the number one overall pick in the NBA draft, going to the 76ers. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The journey of a lifetime could lead to a recording contract and guaranteed radio airplay. Go to NashNextPresents.com and register today. Nash Next 2017, sponsored nationally by Country Inns and Suites.
Cars for kids, donate also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. I'm keeping in close contact with D.C. police and crews that have been working this fatal crash on New York Avenue. And literally moments ago, they've confirmed for the outbound side only, they've reopened New York Avenue. They picked up the last of the cones there. So now, if you're coming out of town, outbound New York Avenue, you are not forced to exit on the Bladensburg Road. You can do your normal trek. Unfortunately, the flow of the rush hour, the heaviest stretch is inbound, and that remains closed. That's where this four-car fiery crash happened on the inbound side. So still off of the BW Parkway and off of 50, forced to continue onto 295 Kenilworth Avenue. Major delays heading through Northeast D.C. Extra time for sure needed. Also, beyond on D.C. 295 southbound as you approach East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, right in that stretch, DDOT responding to a report of a crash. Around the Beltway, around the region with a little bit of the sloppy commute and road spray, a little extra time for sure needed. Just you don't want to be in a rush. Top side of the Beltway from 95 to Georgia Avenue slowing. And then the inner loop side to exit onto northbound 95. Looks like we have some delays just forming there to get onto that exit ramp. We may have a stalled car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early rain on this Friday morning, a bit of a break. We're mainly cloudy, very warm, gusty, and muggy today. High near 90, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. Thunderstorms coming back away later on tonight through early parts of your Saturday. Overnight low 77 degrees, hot sunshine Sunday. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Springfield, 73 in Beltsville, 73 degrees in Washington. Bernie Sanders says the Democratic brand is pretty bad. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630
WMAL. Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Friday morning. Joining us later this hour is Andy Harris. He's a U.S. Congressman for the 1st District in Maryland, and he's going to discuss the Senate health care bill with us, the bill that was released yesterday. And at 8:05, Douglas Murray, he is an author of the number one best-selling book in the U.K., Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, and Islam, and we will discuss the rise of terrorism in Europe with him. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm sitting here with Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Wonderful to be here. It's been a great program.
Thank you.
Judicial Watch talks about government corruption all the time.
Yes, you're very good at that.
Well, is this corruption?
I don't know.
When the District of Columbia starts calling itself a different name and calling its political leaders different names in order to game the system, in order to get more power for the politicians here in Washington, there's a bill being introduced by D.C. Council Member David Grosso, or Grosso? G-R-O-S-S-O.
I would go with Grosso.
Grosso. He wants to upgrade the names. They don't want to call themselves king and dukes and duchesses, mm-hmm. But the mayor under this legislation would be called governor. And the D.C. Council would become the Legislative Assembly. And it's all part of this effort to become a 51st state of the United States. And they would actually change the name of the District of Columbia to from D.C. would still be there, but it would be the Douglas Commonwealth. So it would become a Commonwealth in honor of the abolitionist Frederick Douglass. So, you know, those of you who have been following this story for decades, really, is that the Democrats here in the District of Columbia want to get two extra senators, and the Democratic Party nationally want two extra senators by having the district become a state. Now, many people would understand that a city can't be a state, and constitutionally, the District of Columbia, we need a seat of government, can't be a state. But that isn't going to stop evidently district taxpayers having to have their state, their city name changed, and the ridiculousness of the mayor becoming a governor.
I think she should just go for it and just be diva, goddess. I'm going with goddess. I think goddess would be awesome. Listen, I get it. The council members want to be representatives. I understand it has to be frustrating. They have taxation without representation. I understand all of that, and I get their frustration. This is the way it's been for 200 and some odd years. It's not going to change, and I understand that Democrats want it to change because it would benefit them politically. I totally get it because, you know, although the district could become a Republican state, right? I know, I joke. Grasso said he rolled out this legislation on Tuesday to legally change all these names. And he said it's very symbolic, but it also reflects the real work we're doing in government. I get, and I understand that they feel that they are doing the same government that a state would be doing, but you're not. You're governing a city. You're not governing a state. Do you want me to think that the city government of Manhattan doesn't do the same amount of work that you're doing? But they're not a state. They're a city.
And they are in a state, and it's an abuse of the Constitution to pretend you are. In the end, the D.C. budget is supposed to be governed by Congress and approved by Congress. Everything that the district government does is subject to the jurisdiction of Congress and ultimately the president because he signs legislation. So let's stop this pretend game. And to her credit, Mayor Bowser isn't terribly interested in this. Her spokesman said Governor Bowser said it has a great ring to it, but she's more concerned with district residents having full access to our country's democracy, suggesting they're putting the cart before the horse.
Good for her. I have to tell you, as scary as it is to me, I have found several things that on which I've agreed with the mayor. So again, scary sometimes when that happens. But there are good for her. Grasso did say it's symbolic, but it also reflects the real work we are doing in the government. No, you are managing a large city. Again, just like they do in Chicago, just like they do in LA, just like they do in Manhattan, you're managing a large city. That's what it is. Just because that city doesn't happen to be in a particular state, you're in a unique situation. But that doesn't make you any different from any of the other large cities in this country. And he said, people don't realize we do the functions of a state, county, and a city, and this will change people's perceptions of us. And maybe they do other things that some of those other cities don't do. I just don't think it gives you the right to just jump to state status, and it's not going to happen anyway. But it's cute that they're doing that, because basically they're saying we have so much work to do, but we're still going to spend our time passing this.
As a district resident, they can't pave the roads, Metro's breaking down, killing people, you know, the usual terrible things that happen in liberal-controlled cities. And surprise, surprise, they want to spend time changing their titles to make them seem more important.
Exactly. Now, here's something else they're at. Are you ready for this? A new bill would allow those who live within the district to choose a different gender. Because right now, you know, you're so restricted. There's just male and female. And that just does not go with the times.
Right.
Why should you only have, suddenly Democrats are about choice. Why should you only have two choices? They want more choices. So Ward 1 Councilmember Brianne Nadeau introduced the Non-Binary Identification Cards Amendment Act of 2017, because that just rolls right off the tongue. The bill would allow residents to choose the gender-neutral option on forms of identification issued by the Department of Motor Vehicles. License and ID cards for residents who choose the option. You're just going to get an X on your ID card or your license instead of M or F. Which I think is hilarious. According to Nadeau, and the press release says, gender is a spectrum, and some of our residents do not identify as male or female. Current licenses force residents to conform to genders that don't accurately reflect their identity. This is not only a practical impact, but also a deeply negative emotional and mental health impact. Now, we have WUSA 9 spoke to a man named Nick Zachary, and he is one of these people who goes by a gender neutral. He goes by they and them. You can't call him he or his. You have to call him they or them. And he talked about this impact on him.
It's important for me to be able to exist to my government, you know, as the identity that I am. I go by they and them pronouns. For me, they're gender neutral. There's actually a long history of people who have identified with many different genders for thousands of years. I'd say right now we have a system that specifically excludes people.
So what's to prevent everybody from just picking X, just to mess with people? I would do that, just to mess with people. I would be X.
I appreciate the psychological issue there for that particular person, but biology is biology. And secondly, you have this federal law that requires driver's licenses in order for the states to have driver's licenses that are accepted at the federal level, at the airports and such, to denote gender. So now we're going to have driver's licenses that can't be used to get on airplanes? Is that what the District of Columbia is going to do for us?
It's ridiculous. A representative from the National Center for Transgender Equality said there are actually a lot more people than you realize who are in this situation.
According to a national survey, nearly one-third of individuals who showed an ID that did not match who they were experienced some kind of negative outcome.
Okay, so of course, if you are dressed like a woman and you look like a woman, but your ID says you're a man, I understand where that's a problem. I have no problem if you're going through the process. If you're going through the process to become a different gender, no problem with that because you're committed at that point. But if you just feel like dressing up like a woman today and going to the airport, that I have a problem with. Then you should be showing the proper ID because you're not presenting yourself as to who you are. 715 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and J.B. Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in case you missed it, New York Avenue, the outbound lanes only. Outbound lanes of New York Avenue reopened at Bladensburg Road, so you can continue onto the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 295 or 50, so that will work for you. Unfortunately, the flow of the rush hours, everybody trying to get into town and into Northeast and just at a crawl. Inbound lanes of New York Avenue still shut down. Unfortunately, had a horrific accident overnight. One fatality, four cars involved, so a lot of cleanup and investigation continues. So, out of Riverdale Chevrolet, expect extra time. Through Bladensburg, I'm looking at a lot of delays on 202, 450, Kenilworth Avenue. Everybody trying to opt for a different route to get into town. Rhode Island Avenue picks up delays as well, but those lanes are open. DC, 295 southbound, not related to this incident, but will take you south of East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Crews responding to a report of an incident. We have beltway delays to the Wilson Bridge. They're backing up near Route 5 as you come through the stretch of the Interloop side, past St. Barnabas Road to the bridge span. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early rain on this Friday morning, a bit of a break. We're mainly cloudy, very warm, gusty, and muggy today. High near 90, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. Thunderstorms coming back away later on tonight through early parts of your Saturday. Overnight low 77 degrees on sunshine Sunday. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
718 on WMAL. I'm Mary Walter here with Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. I want to talk about House Democrats seem to be blocking testimony of witnesses who want to appear before the Intelligence Oversight Panel to talk about this, you know, Russian interference in the 2016 election. And Democrats keep saying, we want to get to the bottom of this. We have to investigate. Well, for instance, Carter Page, who is a former informal advisor to the Trump campaign, he said, I want to testify. I want to clear this up. I want to clear my name. I want to testify. He was scheduled to testify at a closed hearing of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, who are investigating this. Democrats on the committee blocked the testimony. They said they need more time to prepare. Adam Schiff, the committee's Democratic leader, according to the AP, did not respond to emails seeking commentary on the blocked testimony. And Carter Page is not the only one who has said, I want to testify in front of these people. Mike Rogers, James Comey is supposed to testify in front of them. Paul Manafort, Roger Stone. Democrats are blocking these people. We need more time. What's going on, Tom? You should know the answer to this.
Well, they don't want the truth to come out. That's why they don't want they don't even want private testimony. And they saw what happened in the Senate. They saw Comey's testimony did not turn out the way they wanted. It led to calls for criminal investigations of Comey and questions about the appointment of the special counsel. Attorney General Sessions came in and made a fool of the liberals attacking him. And raised additional issues as well. So that testimony did not turn out the way that the Democrat conspiracy theorist peddling this false narrative that the Russians stole the election for President Trump and that Trump associates were in collusion with the Russians. None of that is panning out in hearings. And what is panning out is Comey testifies and people ask questions about what General Lynch was doing with the Hillary Clinton investigation. Surprise, surprise, they don't want any more of that or at least immediately, to follow up in terms of the House. And so it's no surprise that given the obstruction we've been seeing from their allies in the deep state, that members of the Democratic Party in the House, unfortunately, don't want the truth to come out either.
And we've predicted this. We said this was going to happen. Schiff has not, as I said, has not responded to the Associated Press, and they asked emails for him seeking comment on the block testimony. He has not responded to those emails. He has also not been asked. He was talking to ABC about the allegations of collusion. He said, "I'm not prepared to say there's proof that you could take to a jury." Remember when he said that? We've talked about that. But I can say that there is enough that we ought to be investigating. So he's come forward. There's evidence, but there's not proof of any kind of collusion. We don't have anything there. But we should continue investigating. But yet he's not letting anyone testify who's saying, "I want to testify." These aren't people that they're trying to track down and subpoena and drag them in front of the committee. These are people who have their hands up going, "No, me, really, seriously, I want to tell you what I know. I want to testify in front of you." The ABC did not ask him about why witnesses have not appeared before the panel, but he did say in the testimony that we are far closer to the beginning of the investigation than we are to the end. So what he's saying here is that Democrats are just going to drag this out as long as they possibly can. So this is a stall game, which they're very good at. And I think you're right. They don't want the truth to come out, and they don't want this narrative of Russia, Russia, Russia to end, because they think they're keeping the Trump administration on the ropes.
They're hoping to have it going on in 2019. And their thinking is, we'll control the House then because we'll beat the Republicans and we'll impeach Trump. That's the goal.
722 on WMAL.
Frank Prindle will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 for a guarantee you can trust. Online at itrustfrank.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in one of UMUC's cybersecurity master's degree or our MBA program starting July 5th. Our advisors can help develop the right plan for you. To earn a respected degree, get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
725 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And happy Friday to you, Jamie.
Happy Friday. We're glad it's the end of the week. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Now,
With that rain and drizzle on the road spray, it's added a little bit of the extra volume and caution to our Friday morning commute. Fairfax, let's begin on the Fairfax County Parkway. A major accident closes the southbound side of 286. It'll be south of I-66 after Braddock Road, but before you get to Pope's Head Road. It happened in the southbound direction. Again, nobody moving, and I'm looking at delays almost back to 66. So before you even get to 29 Lee Highway, good bailout point for you. Again, avoid that southbound stretch. Northbound may have some activity along the northbound side as well, and rubbernecking with major delays near 123. So again, Fairfax County Parkway with the crash. I'll let you know when there's any change there. Now, there has been a change on New York Avenue. Outbound side of New York Avenue, lanes reopened at Bladensburg Road. Inbound remains closed. Crews are still dealing with investigation of this four-car crash from overnight. Major delays through Northeast, so plan for the time. Riverdale, Chevrolet, and all those arteries trying to look for an alternate through. A top side of the Maryland Beltway still slows 95 to George Avenue. Interloop, the delays we had to exit the 95, those have cleared. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Grab the umbrella out the door. Rain ending early today, then mainly cloudy for the rest of today. Very warm and gusty. High near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening. Thunderstorms likely tonight. Low near 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 726 on WMAL. Tom Fitton, you're drinking coffee. What kind? Do you put sugar in it? Do you put cream in it? What do you put in your coffee?
Splenda and cream.
So you do put something in it. You don't drink it black?
Oh, no.
Well, that's good to know.
I can't take it.
Because, I can't either. A new study published in the journal Appetite, which who knew there was a journal called Appetite, found a correlation between people who drink black coffee and sadist or psychopathic tendencies. So maybe you're just a sadist, not a full-blown psychopath. The research surveyed more than 1,000 adults, and what they did is they asked them to give their food preferences and their flavor preferences, sweet, bitter, whatever it is you happen to like. And then they took a series of personality tests to assess antisocial personality traits such as sadism, narcissism, and psychopathy. And the study, which was done at the University of Innsbruck, found a preference for bitter flavors was linked to psychopathic behavior. The closest association between bitter foods and everyday sadism, you know, like the fact that you enjoy inflicting moderate levels of pain on others is associated with those bitter flavors. And I think I work with some of those people. I think I'm going to walk around here and I'm going to check to see who is drinking black coffee and muttering this under their breath.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Chianti. The study also found participants who reported a fondness for radishes, celery, and tonic water were also more likely to exhibit antisocial traits.
Now, I like celery, but it's got to be encrusted in salt.
Or peanut butter. That's also good. Yeah. So we're not antisocial, so that's good to know. 728 at WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Silver Spring or Thursday in Alexandria. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at mikecollins.com. That's mikecollins.com.
And coming up on WMAL, we will be joined by U.S. Congressman to the 1st District of Maryland, Andy Harris, to give us a breakdown on the health care bill. Who are the winners? Who are the losers? And will your premiums go down? That's all we want to know. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A major commuter route into the heart of D.C. has been shut down all morning after a horrible early morning crash. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the latest in the situation on New York Avenue?
Well, inbound lanes still remain closed, Bill, with this investigation. Had four cars involved, three of which caught fire, one fatality confirmed, one in critical condition, and two others were transported with non-life-threatening injuries. So definitely doing a lot of work here with the investigation and the cleanup as well. Now, the change is that outbound lanes of New York Avenue have been reopened. So outbound, you can now head past Bladensburg Road toward your destination. The crash happened on the inbound lanes. Major delays heading through town. Up more coming up in the traffic report.
The Washington Post reports today that sources deep within Russia say the election hacks last fall in this country were directed personally by Vladimir Putin. Post reporter Adam Ennis broke the story.
Basically, the U.S. government had a very trustworthy source of information here. Effectively, what they had was Putin giving the direct direction to his team, his intelligence officers, on what exactly he wanted them to do, which was to intervene in the election to try to help Trump win.
The Post also reports that President Obama signed a covert finding authorizing U.S. intelligence to deploy cyber weapons against Russia for future use. D.C.'s mayor and other city officials are among the many who will pay tribute today to the late former D.C. councilmember Jim Graham, who died June 11th at age 71. His funeral is set for tomorrow. A group of conservatives are joining the AARP and other medical groups in criticizing the Senate GOP health care bill. Republican Senator Ted Cruz among them.
Significant changes. Those are the two words he said a couple of times that are his expectations and the expectations of some of his colleagues in the days ahead. That's what they want to see in this bill. In fact, behind closed doors, when senators were briefed about this proposal, Ted Cruz had a list of four items. The list was entitled Pacts, laying out the ways that he thinks he can get there.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,397, the Nasdaq at 62,37. Sports, former DeMatha basketball star Markelle Fultz is the overall number one pick in the NBA draft, going to the 76ers. Baseball, the O's lose again. The Nets have the night off. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work, but a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have seven seminars in the D.C. metro area the week of July 10th with weekday sessions 1 and 7 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The summer is heating up, and so are the deals at Cabela's during our 4th of July sale. If you're heading to the lake, take 50% off Quantum Solo spinning and casting rod and reel combos. Cabela's Deluxe Flotation Vest starting at $749. And Body Gloves Riptide 3 Water Shoes for only $749. While you're here, check out our sidewalk sale. We've got huge savings on hundreds of items with new gear added daily. Make Cabela's your one-stop for summer savings and all your outdoor gear.
Joey Votto.
Deep left, the Nets going out of here.
Always red hot against the Nets. Steven Strasburg.
Strasburg blows it by him with 96.
And Cincy seeing red last July. License to hit versus permission to deal. Catch everything. Nationals Reds. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messen.
Ain't baseball great?
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's go to Fairfax. Major crash on the Fairfax County Parkway, and the closure continues. So southbound 286, south of 66, with the accident between Braddock Road and Yatesford Road. Yes, that is well south of 66, but the delays as you come off of 66, so you need to plan ahead and not commit to that stretch. So you continue with 66, maybe head through Fairfax Station, northbound side of the Fairfax County Parkway. At the scene of the crash, the left lane's blocked, and there was just discussion about sending a medevac helicopter there, so I'll keep a close watch on that for you. But again, avoiding Fairfax County Parkway south of 66, for sure, best interest. Now, let's go on to 66, where the delays through Manassas Centerville take us slowly, again through Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street, and briefly at the Capitol Beltway. In through town, again, the big story this morning has been the terrible crash. One fatality. Investigation continues, and inbound New York Avenue is shut down. You cannot access inbound New York Avenue off of both the 50 stretch out of Chevrolet and the BW Parkway. The accident happened before you get to South Dakota Avenue. So if you're joining on from New York Avenue, Bladensburg, you're beyond the activity, and that stretch you can get through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Grab the umbrella out the door. Rain ending early today, then mainly cloudy for the rest of today. Very warm and gusty. High near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening. Thunderstorms likely tonight. Low near 77. I'm meteorologist Todd for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 72 in Kensington, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Friday morning. Joining us at 8:05 is Douglas Murray. He is the associate editor of The Spectator. He's also the author of a number one best-selling book in the UK. It's called The Strange Death of Europe, Immigration, Identity, and Islam. We're going to discuss the rise of terrorism, the rapid rise of terrorism in Europe. I'm Mary Walter, sitting here with the president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, who is a frequent guest on Mornings on the Mall. He decided, hey, I got nothing better to do on my Friday at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to go hang out with Mary, and I appreciate that.
It was the best decision of my life.
I think your wife might have something to say about that. Your kids might have something to say about that.
As soon as I said it, I realized, well, there are probably other better decisions I made.
That's true, and I'll give you that. Joining us right now is Andy Harris. He is a U.S. congressman to the 1st District of Maryland. He's going to tell us about this health care bill, because it is complicated. There's two different versions, House version, Senate version, that just was released yesterday, and a lot of people are not happy. Andy Harris, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Good morning. So who are the winners and losers in this, if there are winners and losers? And does this do anything to lower premiums for those of us who have such expensive health care we can't afford to use it? And I'm one of those people.
Well, I think the House bill does more to lower premiums because we emphasize taking the highest risk patients out, putting them to high risk pools. We fund high risk pools. And that would lower the premiums for the vast majority of people. Because remember, it's really a very small percent of the population that drives up the cost of insurance premiums for everyone. So there are methods to lower the premium cost of the Senate plan. I think the House plan was better. The Senate plan is actually better on limiting Medicaid growth. You know, the amazing thing is that if you listen to the media, a lot of the media, you'd think that both plans cut Medicaid spending. They don't. The fact of the matter is, over the next 12 years, Medicaid, it was scheduled to double in size. So we only increase it 50% in size, you know, under the House plan over the next 12 years. We don't cut it. It increases 50%. Only in Washington is a 50% increase, a decrease. But the Senate plan actually goes even further and attempts to control Medicaid to the regular rate of inflation after a few years. And that's really should be our goal. Our goal should be to cut the cost of health care in the United States, not just the cost of health care insurance, but actually to cut the cost of health care through competition mechanisms, free market mechanisms, price transparency, things like that.
Well, the Medicaid issue, Congressman, you were all elected, Republicans at least, to repeal Obamacare. And Medicaid is a component of Obamacare, and controlling the costs of and growth of Medicaid is essential. But we could reform Medicaid and leave core components of Obamacare there, which is what I see both the House and Senate versions of the bill doing. Why not just keep the promise initially to repeal Obamacare, get everyone to vote on it, and then move quickly to the needed reforms, as you point out, with Medicaid and things like that in terms of cost control? Instead, we've got this Frankenstein monster of a process where on the core cost driver, which is pre-existing conditions requiring insurers to cover them without being allowing them to charge appropriately, it looks like that's not going to be part of the Senate bill. And what is the House going to do with that? It's an unholy mess in many ways, isn't it?
Well, first of all, let me address the repeal. You know, we could put a repeal bill on the floor. It would pass in the House. It would die in the Senate because it's a 60-vote threshold. And then we'd say, okay, what do we do next? And what we should do next is do what I think we attempt to do, which is do as best we can, which is to get the Medicaid program under control. Medicaid is the most rapidly growing entitlement program. It's out of control under Obamacare. And in essence, both the House and Senate bills eventually completely roll back the Medicaid, the enhanced federal match of Medicaid. Say, look, if a state wants to do a Medicaid expansion, that's fine, but the federal government's not going to pay 90% of the cost. We're going to pay the usual match, not 90%. And both bills do that. With regards to pre-existing conditions, it's just not, you know, the House bill absolutely covers pre-existing conditions. We have guaranteed issue. But I think, from a policy point of view, we should be taking the high-risk patients out of the normal insurance pool, and then we should establish in the next step, because we can't do it because it's a policy step, we should establish mechanisms to deal with the illnesses that put people in a high-risk pool so that they go into disease management plans. Because, you know, the Affordable Care Act plans are not disease management plans. They're just they're regular health insurance. And we should do even more for people who have medical conditions. We actually should do intensive disease management to control not only current costs, but future costs of the disease. And this gives us, the House bill, I think, gives us a better mechanism to get there.
Very quickly, why can't we just open up sales of insurance across state lines, and my insurance can be like my car insurance? It's not tied to my employer. I own it. I can choose. If there's a better plan for me based in Iowa, I can buy it. Why can't we just do that?
Well, we can't do it under the reconciliation bill because of the rules of the Senate. The president wants to do it. Everyone wants to do it. What I'm beginning to look into is to look into encouraging Republican-controlled states to do it on their own. Because remember, the only thing that stops it is that insurance is usually regulated at the local level. But if a state said, a Republican-controlled state said, you know what, it's okay, we're going to deem our surrounding state's policies to be okay in a state, they could do it on their own. So I hope the federal government, I hope we do it later in the year. I hope we actually attach it to an infrastructure bill or some other bill that there'll be Democrat votes for, because, you know, 80% of Americans think you should purchase across state lines just like you do on Amazon, just like you do with on all the other purchases.
And let the free market decide. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Have a fantastic weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Andy Harris, U.S. Congressman to the 1st District of Maryland. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Celebrate summer savings at Fitzgerald Subaru. This month only, get as low as 0% APR financing on the all-new 2017 Crosstrek, Outback, Legacy, and Forester. Hurry into Fitzgerald Subaru in Rockville or visit FitzmallSubaru.com today.
The Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
On approved credit through SMF, based on Tier 1 credit approval through Subaru Motor Finance. Not all buyers will qualify. Terms vary by model. See dealer for details. Ends July 5th, 2017.
7:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, are you ready? Boy, I know our commuters that have been sitting in major delays this morning are ready for better news on New York Avenue. And finally, they've just released all traffic. Inbound New York Avenue is now accessible out of Riverdale, coming off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, and out of Chevrolet off of 50. But that had been closed since the 3 o'clock hour with this fatal crash and investigation. Now wrapped up. But again, watch for delays, especially through Chevrolet. Pretty intense. And south on the B-dub, even before you get to 450. So that'll take a while to clear out all those feeder roads. Bladensburg Road, 450, 202, Rhode Island Avenue. You get the idea. It really has a huge impact on our commute. Coming off of 295 Benning Road and over toward Rhode Island Avenue, Bladensburg Road, that's major impact as well. Now, other serious crash right now, still underway and unfortunately still closed. The Fairfax County Parkway shut down southbound, south of Braddock Road before Pope's Head Road. Now, this puts it well south of 66, but delays coming off of 66. So you need to avoid the Fairfax County Parkway southbound, and that stretch northbound had the left lane blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Grab the umbrella out the door. Rain ending early today, then mainly cloudy for the rest of today. Very warm and gusty. High near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy this evening. Thunderstorms likely tonight. Low near 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 74 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. You remember Amelia Earhart, the aviatrix? Famous aviatrix. She was on an around-the-world trip. When she disappeared, she was on the last leg of her trip, July 2nd, 1937, she disappeared. Well, it's always been one of the world's greatest mysteries. Whatever happened to Amelia Earhart? There have been rumors that she was captured by the Japanese. There were rumors that she went incognito. She was tired of the popularity and, you know, became a housewife somewhere and just settled down under another name. Well, the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, they do exist. Also, no, they go by Tiger, T-I-G-H-A-R, along with four human remains detection dogs, are going to go to the island of Nikumaroro, which is an uninhabited island. And they think that's where Amelia Earhart may have landed, because we know she was flying towards Howland Island, which is in the Pacific, but she was running low on fuel when she vanished. So the theory has been she crashed, maybe she safely landed. Well, 3 years after she disappeared, 13 human bones were found on Nikumaroro, but they were somehow they were lost. They lost the bones. And that leaves 193 bones still to be found. And this group thinks that if the dogs can locate the bones, they bring them back to the USA, they do DNA analysis, and they compare it to a family member of hers, and they find out if that is exactly what happened to Amelia Earhart.
Amazing. You know, it's so interesting because there are so few issues where there's this enduring mystery worldwide about an important figure like her. She was trying to fly around the world, a historic figure, and no one knows what happened to her. Yeah. Imagine if we could figure it out.
I kind of like the mystery and the romance of it. I kind of don't want it to be solved. You know what I mean? I like that mystery and that romance. I think it's kind of cool.
I'd like to know what happened.
It's 7:49 on WMAL.
One Touch Ultra meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex meter, with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your CVS pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the OneTouch Vario Flex Meter today. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Landon.
Hey there, Mary. Happy Friday morning to you as well. Stock futures are mixed, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street today. BlackBerry just reported better than expected quarterly earnings, although revenues missed estimates. Another stock to watch today, Bed Bath & Beyond. The shares are lower in the pre-market after disappointing earnings late yesterday. All 34 of the biggest American banks have passed the test, the stress test, that is, to check to see if they're strong enough to withstand a recession. The test was created after the 2008 collapse when banks like Washington Mutual and IndyMac failed. Scam calls could cost a Miami company $120 million. That's the fine the FCC wants for the firm that called millions with vacation package offers featuring big names, but actually pushed low-quality deals that were unaffiliated with the major travel players. And people stealing things savings from stores has reached an all-time high. The Consumerist reports that the largest share of missing merchandise is taken by shoplifters, followed by employee theft. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Did you know the all-electric Chevy Bolt EV can go 238 miles on a full charge? That means you can go from D.C. to Baltimore and back twice on a single charge. And most people won't have to worry about recharging every day for most average commuting. Chevy cracked the code on electric vehicles with 238 miles of range for an affordable price. And people are really taking notice. The all-electric Chevy Bolt EV is not just a great electric car. It's a great car.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, New York Avenue, all lanes reopen. Had that serious crash from the 3 o'clock hour. Had everything shut down for this rush hour. But for about 15 minutes now, your inbound lanes will get you by. Both outbound and inbound New York Avenue, now you can use it. However, major delays trying to get through Northeast D.C., through Bladensburg. I'm looking at 202, 450, 201, Kenilworth Avenue, Benning Road. You'll definitely need extra time for a while until this can clear out. On the Beltway, heading into New Carrollton, on the outer loop side, crash reported along the way before you get to 50, the John Hanson Highway. Fairfax County, major problems on the Fairfax County Parkway. You need to avoid it. It's shut down. Southbound side of 286, Fairfax County Parkway closed at Braddock Road. South of, before you get to Yatesford, the scene of the crash. On the northbound side, you're able to get by slowly, but you still have the left half of the northbound side blocked as well. So that's also jammed. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is the way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Periods of rain early, then mainly cloudy for the rest of the day. Very warm and gusty, high near 90 degrees. Get a little bit of a break this evening, then more thunderstorms tonight, low 77. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Have you dreamed about owning waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay? Not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door? This exclusive development is being offered for the first time at unbeatable prices. On Saturday, June 24th, experience 2 acres of deep dockable waterfront to buy for only $89,900. Get 16 heavily wooded acres with water access access and views for only $69,900. Also, buy a huge 5-bedroom beach house for under $300,000. This waterfront sale is real and properties will sell fast. Take a virtual tour at dockableland.com and call to reserve an appointment on June 24th. Call now 800-684-4611 to schedule the earliest priority appointment. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available. No time limit to build. Call today 800-684-4611 to schedule.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
And coming up on WMAO, we will be joined by Douglas Murray. He is the author of the number one best-selling book in the UK.